Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
People, the fan.
And see us pregame on the plaza 3 hours before every Vikings home game this season. Thanks to Shields, you can find out how you can be our Rube of the game and win a $100 gift card to Shields. Go to KFAN.com, keyword events, for more info.
Vaguely referred to this earlier, but if you're not following the charge challenge, we announced on Friday what the punishment is. Must, did you hear this or not?
No, I have not.
I have not.
So excited.
Either.
So what does hockey have to do?
Well, the list might be longer than that this year. As I just mentioned a segment or so ago, we are all gamblers on this show. And if you're not, there's the door.
Yeah, leave.
All right.
We're drinkers, we're smokers, we're gamblers, we're jackasses. Just like in Pinocchio, when Pinocchio started drinking, he turned into a jackass. So the charged punishment this year, the charged challenge punishment, is anybody that loses to the ghost or whoever finishes last out of the five of us, so we're guaranteed at least one loser, on one weekend next spring, April, May, whatever, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this is going to sound like your dream, by the way. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you have to drink from 9 to midnight.
Okay.
At three separate bars, dressed as a donkey from head to toe, dressed as a jackass.
Like a furry?
Full donkey
nine
suit.
Really?
PM or? 9 p.m.
Okay.
PM.
All right.
So, but here's the
catch.
Were
you able to acquire that many donkey suits?
You got
to
buy them. You're responsible for securing an online donkey suit.
Okay. All right.
So you got to be dressed as a jackass from head to toe.
Is there a donkey suit store somewhere?
Oh, they're online. You can get them if you want online. 9 to midnight. The Thursday night one has to be somewhere in the greater Twin Cities area.
All right.
The other ones are chosen by the winners. And the only stipulation is within the border of the state of Minnesota.
Ooh.
So you might, theoretically, be in Cottage Grove on Thursday, War Road on Friday, and Worthington or Albert Lee or Rochester. Who knows?
I got some spots for you in Owatonna.
Whole town knows.
Winner chooses the bar. Winners choose the bar. If, and we said this on Friday, if all of us lose to the ghost, we will assemble a panel of five rubes chosen off of social media. The rubes select where the losers go. So here's the other catch, a couple of other
catches.
Life
is a highway, good choice.
Great song.
You have to pay for gas and pay for hotel, because if you're drinking in International Falls, we don't want to promote drinking and driving. You have to stay in the town that you are drinking in.
First.
So you got to pay for hotel.
Wait,
Friday
this,
night,
this
Saturday
is a punishment?
Night.
It seems like amazing.
It's a gigantic
wait till the end.
We did mention that. You could have a lot of fun with this. I'll say this again, and I said this on Friday. This sounds like a nightmare to me. I would have much rather had a nice hotel room at MOA and walked 50 miles at my own pace, like Chris did last year.
Yeah.
He power walked it and put himself through pain. I would have taken my sweet-ass time and enjoyed my week to myself.
Right.
This sounds like me and Musa's dream weekend together.
I know. can we sidecar with somebody?
Exactly right.
Right. You cannot be paid for these bar gigs. So if some bar is like, I'll pay you $5. Nope. So the losers cannot make a dime off this.
Okay. Right. So Miller Lights out. Okay.
And then we added at the end, we added the punishment angle that Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, you're drinking somewhere in the state of Minnesota. Again, winner's choice.
Yep. Go on.
That Sunday night, starting at midnight into the morning show Monday. So midnight on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Technically Monday morning, however you want to look at that. Midnight to 5:30, dressed as the donkey still, You have to do midnight to 5:30 and then remain in the donkey suit from 5:30 to 9. So you have to do a 9-hour radio shift to cap off your weekend of drinking and driving all over the state.
Oh, you're on the air from noon to 5:30.
From midnight to 5:30 and then 5:30 to 9. So you have to do a 9-hour donkey shift.
This really honestly sounds like my schedule on a regular basis.
Yeah. It is not. It's far from the worst punishment I've ever had. It's more of the time suck.
But, yeah.
Well, it's okay. A pain in the ass.
Right. We got to break this down because people, you have to understand this actually is a very bad punishment on the sense that, or on the fact that we, depending on where you are put, if you have to, for example, like here's a smart way of doing this. I'm giving tips for the winner here. So Thursday night's going to be metro area, but Friday you got to go southern Minnesota. And the reason why is because Saturday you're going to send them to northern Minnesota. So that way on Sunday, you could still be driving 6-7 hours back to the Twin Cities, where you maybe have time for a quick nap before you have to be on the radio overnight from midnight to whatever.
Wait, so when you're driving, are you hooves? 10-2? I mean, you still have to wear the suit?
I don't think we didn't make the stipulation have to.
Okay, all right.
The other the other thing, too, though, is, like, I know it's week two, but yesterday we watched in the fourth quarter, Tyreek Hill put up 31 points.
Yeah.
31 points will most likely be the difference.
We're in trouble.
31 points is a lot of points to make up.
And to your point, that didn't bury all five of us, but that is there's a really good chance that doomed at least two of us.
Hockey in 2 weeks has what does he have? He has 13 points in 2 weeks.
I have 15. I'm in huge trouble.
Yeah, I need Diggs to have a big game. But yeah, 31 points will be the difference. It's going to be, I mean, Corey and Bonus and most people who have remedial math skills could do the math. But you got to have two monster weeks. And 31's tough to make up. The Ghost already has 45 points.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill killed us.
Hockey will be lucky to have 45 points halfway through this.
Yeah, but Hawk's always terrible.
Devontae Adams is the best receiver out of the group of Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, Chase, Adams, Diggsy, and Jefferson. He had 12 yards.
Oh, Moss, by the way.
How about Tua putting up 469
yards? You guys weren't listening. You guys weren't listening Friday morning. Here's the other catch, by the way. If we have more than one loser, they're not going to the same places. So if all five of us lose, there will be 15 different bars across the state of Minnesota that we get sent to. We're not riding together. You're going to You're going to different places. If all five of us lose and we have this Rube Council of five Rubes that get to pick, they have to choose different bars for all of us.
But just think of how many endorsement deals Hawk will get out of
this. They'll try. It's like Zach and Sauce with their gopher football bit.
Yeah. Chris Hockey here for Mugs in Mille Lacs.
Oh, God, that'd be great. I could stay at my parents' cabin.
No, you can't, right?
No, you're not going, man. Hawk is.
Dressed as a donkey.
That might be a funny bit.
Yeah. No, my parents would take Hockey, and of course.
Well, your dad.
Mugs isn't far enough away.
No, dad's already taken
not even close. I think somebody's going to the angle, at least one.
Somebody's going to Grand Portage.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to
it's
going to
be a good one. If it's all five of us, what a great
Somebody's going to Thief River Falls.
Well, I always argue the worst part about the Forrest Gump walk bit was that we only had one loser. That made it not as fun, because if we would have had more than one person walking 50 miles, and we always bring up Sauce because Hawk power walked it in 2.5 days. And
I'd still be doing
it. Put his feet through hell.
Right.
Sauce would have taken till at least Thursday. So that, to me, that would have been the huge
question.
How much longer is Sauce going to be stuck at MOA? Because Chris has been home since Wednesday.
Yeah. Man, Hockey's feet. Ugh.
Did he lose nails?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he also made the mistake of he walked with brand new shoes.
Didn't break them in.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, that's a bad decision.
Yeah, if you tell me I can spend 3 or 4 days at MOA by myself and walk around the mall, throw my AirPods on and just listen to podcasts and just be by myself, or this, I take MOA every time. Every single time.
I don't want to speak for Bonus, but we will join whoever.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, that's, get down to Austin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Austin.
That's exactly what we thought about is the Rubes getting involved is going to be half the fun, because if we announce the bars in February, and that's the plan, but the actual weekend is in April or May, which, by the way, everybody has to do it on the same weekend, so we have to coordinate a weekend that works for all of the losers. It's 3 months of that bar getting to promote that so-and-so's coming here, so-and-so's coming there. Well, I hope the Rubes get
dressed as a jackass.
Right. Here's what we're going to do.
That's half the fun.
Here's what you and I are going to do. Here's what Buzz and I are going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to follow along. We're going to get a driver.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And we're going to hit bars all the way up.
Yes.
From 9:30. Like, it's an eight-hour drive from Thief River Falls down to La Crosse.
We're not even in the We're just going to go and do it.
Make
that
nine. We're going to make it a 12-hour drive. We're going to stop at like four bars on the way and then join them at sometime 10 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is it really nine from the top left to the bottom right? Nine-hour drive?
Close to 10. And so it,
I'm gonna,
I've looked it up. Like, again, the worst-case scenario right now for anybody is the northwest angle. There is a bar up there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you can only enter via
Rainy
land
River era
via
area?
Canada.
Oh, well, okay. That's a fair point.
Yep.
So, that's a tricky one.
But it technically is in Minnesota, and there is a place up there. And there's also other people talking about, I guess there's an island. I don't think we can. I think we might need to do a stipulation. It has to be accessible via car.
Oh, yeah. Lake of the Woods is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like you know that little tip of piece of land up there?
That's what Power Trip Bets keeps pointing out.
The inlet.
Well, we can go through Canada, though. There's nothing stopping us from driving
that's
through
fine,
Canada.
But
what's this
talking,
wee crap?
People are talking this Flag Island Resort, which is an island. Flag with an L. It has to be accessible by car, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
I'm
for
not
sure,
going to this.
If you guys go to the Vag, I will be there.
The what now?
I don't like
Savage.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Let's do Fan 5.
Let's do it.
Get it over with.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers. I texted Hawk and Lieber to see if they wanted to join. Nah, they're not responding. They're just in full-on vacation mode.
Smart play.
I guess.
Well, they were at Dirty Frank's till 3 a.m. last night. That's the problem.
Bikes at Philly tonight, 7:30, right here on The Fan. You're home for Minnesota Vikings football. The Eagles are 2.5 point favorites. They're -135 on the money line. Vikings are +115. The over-under is 50.5. Both teams 1-0. This is the second game of an overlapping doubleheader on Monday Night Football because the Titans and Bills are at 6:15, Russ.
See, I mean, the NFL always does things so smartly. But I don't understand the overlapping.
I don't either.
Monday night game.
I don't get it.
You could like start either one of those at 4 p.m. and people would watch.
Monday night was like we need to find somebody to compete against us on Monday night.
Right.
Let's play against ourselves.
It makes zero sense whatsoever. Right. I mean, I'm sure they got it figured out somehow, but I just don't understand. I think it's going to be a big Dalvin Cook game. Because if you watch what the Eagles were unable to stop against Swift and the Lions, just poor tackling. The defensive line was not that great. I know they were going against one of the best offensive lines, but I really think that this is going to be more a Cook game than it is a JJ.
And you wonder if, even though we heard a lot of people say this after the Packer game, that they tried to do everything they could against JJ, they just couldn't stop him.
Right.
I feel like tonight's one of those games where the Eagles staff is going to say, if we're going to lose, it's going to have to be Thielen or Osborne or Cook or one of the tight ends. Let's just quadruple cover JJ and let somebody else try to beat us.
It will be single coverage on him for sure. I would guess they would shadow and then probably bracket. And then, I agree with that.
That doesn't mean they can stop him. I think that's just going to be the strategy, right? He's that good.
Yes.
Where they still might not be able to stop him. But my guess is they just load up on Justin and beg somebody else to catch the ball.
I think it's going to be a running game on both sides.
All right. Trey Lance out for the year with a broken ankle. Jimmy Garoppolo came in and got it done for the Niners. But Trey Lance is going to have surgery on the broken ankle. He's done for the year. When he was getting carted off, all I could think of is I would be in tears throwing a fit. He just looked super cool. Right? Just that, looking off like, yep, I guess I'm done for the year.
49ers decision. Yeah,
back to the strip club.
Was it a decision or inability to trade Jimmy Garoppolo is working out pretty well now?
Looked like it was kind of psychotic, yes. And now it's working out.
Yeah, now it's and a perfect signed backup.
They signed him into some weird contract, right? Just a couple weeks ago.
He goes 13-21, 154, touchdown.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Rating of 100.1? I mean, he showed up. He played well.
More proof that Vegas always wins. The Las Vegas Aces are your WNBA champs.
Oh, good for them.
Packers won 27-10 over the Bears on Sunday Night Football. Justin Fields did almost nothing.
Yeah, they look awful.
Yeah, they're not good.
They look like they could run.
There are three or four.
Every time they ran, they seemed to run for 15 yards. And you're like, why don't you just keep running?
Twins beat the Guardians 3-0. Joe Ryan was awesome again. 7 2/3, 3 hits. The Twins did lose 3-4 to Cleveland in the final game of this 5-game set is today, just after noon. Twins are 6 games back. ESPN has their playoff chances at 1.2%.
And that's probably generous given the lineup they're treading out.
John!
Headlines when we come back. And then I got to dip out at about 8:40 because, hey, everybody else is taking vacation. Why not just leave early?
What? What am I going to do?
I got to get ready for this big game tonight. I'm dipping out at 8:40. Headlines
well,
next
for
on
fan
the
fan line?
Yeah, I got to get ready for that.
You were tripping.
The fan.
Listen
to the fan.
Miss us at the fair? No worries. New KFAN merchandise is on sale right now at KFAN.com. Keyword pro shop. Grab your fraud father shirt. PA told me this is our year. Girthy and more. They are all available at KFAN.com. Make the keyword shop.
How long are you going to talk?
One of those two. Says two different things.
You'll find it.
Get it right.
Good luck.
Now it's time for headlines.
Brought to you by Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drain.
Hell yeah.
Doctors in Ireland removed 50 batteries from a woman's gut and stomach after she apparently swallowed them on purpose to self-harm. That's the depressing part of the story. Yeah. But still, according to this story, 50 batteries is the most that doctors have ever found inside of a person.
She going like AA, AAA, or is she
tiny little watch batteries?
Taking the D's? What?
Sad. Whatever your name
50
is.
50 batteries.
That's sad.
Jeez.
Yeah.
On a semi-related note, a man in Ohio thought he lost his nose ring 5 years ago.
What?
But they finally found it.
In his nose?
In his lungs.
Oh. Ooh.
Doctor showed him an x-ray and said, you've got to be kidding me. I've been looking for that. Five years, his nose ring was in his lung.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know.
Through the nasal cavity, I would think. Yikes.
Ick. Sick.
Was it a ring? Was it a stud?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It sounded like it was a ring, but my goodness, what kind of a sniff do you have?
Right. Yeah. You're doing that devil's dandruff?
Yeah.
All last week, a guy near Denver named Sean Todd... He's a total Todd, right, Sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Sean Todd was annoyed because his neighbor kept pounding on a shared wall between their two apartments.
Oh, no.
He called the cops on Thursday to complain about it. But when they knocked on the neighbor's door, he didn't answer. The banging got even louder later that night, though, and into Friday morning. Until suddenly, the neighbor broke through the wall with a hammer.
What the hell?
Gets worse.
How?
So you break through the wall with a hammer... because while Sean was watching, his neighbor then reached through the hole that he had just made with the hammer and pointed an AR-15 at Sean.
My God.
What?
The 48-year-old neighbor is named James Gambrell Jr. And it doesn't sound like he has a beef with Sean specifically, so I guess maybe just the noise was most of it. Who knows? But while cops were responding, one final note of craziness. While cops were responding, James set his own apartment on fire.
Jeez.
And everyone had to evacuate. Luckily, no one was hurt. He's facing charges for attempted homicide, felony menacing. That's badass.
Yeah.
And arson.
Sounds like a Marvel character.
That's a headline? That's a long headline.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You cheated. Yeah. You might want to tighten that one up a little bit.
According to a new study... The most expensive beer in the NFL is at what stadium?
I would Eagles. Guess L.A.
Cowboys? I was going to say Dallas.
Hi, Max.
Texas.
Hello.
Oh, good one, Rose. L.A. Have we guessed it?
It's got to be L.A.
Nope.
Green Bay.
Nope.
No.
Miami.
Nope.
Tampa.
Nope.
Houston.
Nope.
Dallas.
New England.
Nope.
Green
Kansas
Bay.
Kansas City.
I nope. said that.
Detroit?
Nope.
Denver.
No.
Minnesota.
No.
Detroit.
No.
We said that.
Chicago.
Detroit. No.
Kansas City.
No.
Tennessee.
No.
Jacksonville.
No. Vegas.
No. Denver.
No.
Tampa Vegas Bay.
This is embarrassing now. No.
Seattle.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's Commanders.
Washington.
No.
Falcons. Panthers.
New York Jets. You tried Boston?
Saints.
Think
Patriots.
Like, Patriots? I don't know, tonight maybe?
Seattle.
Bills.
Buffalo.
Philadelphia. Oh. That's what I said. I said the Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles fans. Did you really? I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
Maybe I just tuned you out because you're anti-gambling. Eagles fans, on average, fork over nearly $15 for a 16-ounce beer.
I was at...
$15.
I went to...
Are you kidding me?
It's almost a dollar.
I saw the Dave Matthews Band at Boston Garden. It was like $19 for a Sam Adams. A regular can of Sam Adams was $19.
A 12-ouncer?
So naturally, I got two of them, but well, I was like...
You have two hands.
I was like, what? $19?
Yeah.
I hate it here.
That sounds like the prices at the Great Minnesota Get-Together this year.
Oh, yeah. You love it.
A dollar an hour.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, the fair is almost here.
How dare you?
I think they should make it a week longer.
What?
Yeah.
There is a trailer out, Sauce for Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story on Netflix. Evan Peters plays Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've seen it a couple times. I watched it again this morning. And I know, like, the running joke is always, I mostly watch him here on mute. If you watch that trailer on mute, it is one of the most terrifying trailers I've ever seen. The guy that Evan Peters is an incredible actor, and they've made a lot of like Jeffrey Dahmer films, and they all look bad. Like my friend Jeffrey was just bad. Okay. This looks horrific, horrific, and it's obviously they're both based on a true story, but there's like a scene where he's like laying nude next to like a decapitated body.
Ew.
And he's like holding hands with a dead corpse, which is an oxymoron. But yeah, it looks scary and weird. And I we'll have to watch it because, but it looks scary and weird. What?
There's a Minnesota twist
oxymoron.
To that too, isn't there?
Isn't an oxymoron dead corpse?
That's redundant.
What's an oxymoron?
What do you think it is?
Isn't it the same thing?
That being redundant in an oxymoron is the same thing?
If you, like a dumb idiot, that's an oxymoron, right?
Nope.
Like wet water, is that an oxymoron?
Nope, that's a redundancy.
Cold ice, is that?
Nope. Hot ice.
I like it tripled out. Triple downing on it.
How about bad halitosis?
And that's just redundant.
I don't get the difference.
I can tell. Broadway's longest. We just explained it. Oxymorons are essentially opposites, like saying hot ice.
Oh,
jumbo shrimp.
Right, jumbo shrimp is an
or
oxymoron.
Small crowd.
Right.
Oh, See, you learn something every day when you guys are all
going to forget it by tomorrow.
You're going to forget about it tomorrow.
Broadway's longest-running musical, Phantom of the Opera, is going to close next February after 35 years. Finally.
You've been waiting?
Yeah, I just want all of them.
Never to show again? I mean, that's kind of amazing.
He hates musicals.
Can't stand musicals. Just can't stand them.
That's a good one, though.
You've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Broadway?
Multiple times. No, Broadway, no. But the theater scene here in the Twin Cities is spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, they test a lot here first before they go to Broadway.
The closest I've ever come to actually seeing Phantom of the Opera is when one of the gremlins in Gremlins 2 thinks that he's the Phantom. Because he had acid spilled on his face.
Rosie.
You going to catch some music at the theater with us in London, then?
No.
Is that the plan?
No. The series premiere of Quantum Leap is tonight on NBC. It looks atrocious. Paul, your hands up.
Who's going to watch that?
Chris.
Yeah.
Well, he can't
cry
because of the Vikings game. He's working the Vikings game, which means he'll also miss the sixth season premiere of 911 on Fox.
Which he loves.
And the second season premiere of The Cleaning Lady on Fox.
Which he loves. You know, how about the show?
How does that show have a season two?
I don't know.
The Cleaning Lady?
That was one of the worst concepts I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks really bad. And what was, like...
I mean, I've seen that video before, but I've never seen the show.
Right.
All the shows that they promote yesterday on both CBS and Fox look hideous. Love Boat, that looks awful, like a reality show of Love Boat.
Yeah, with Rebecca Romijn.
That looks terrible.
Jerry O'Connell.
Does hockey have enough DVRs to set for all of these shows?
There was a show that they promoted yesterday, like So Long Todd or something. That looked awful.
The logos or the branding of The Cleaning Lady is such an obvious Fight Club ripoff. It looks like a Fight Club soap image. You're not Fight Club. You're The Cleaning Lady on Fox. Fight Club's one of the all-time great films. And like Max just said, how did this get a second season? How did it get a first season?
Yeah, I have no idea. But then there was a show yesterday like called East New York. That looks hideous.
What?
Everything they promote, you're like...
Well, network TV is trash.
Has network TV just kind of come to the conclusion that if anybody had any choice, they would watch something else?
Yes.
So, therefore, they need to gear it to those people that only have network TV.
That have no choices.
And that means old people.
Yes.
Right? Because if you had the ability to stream it, or if you had the ability to have cable,
right?
Why would you ever watch it?
Hawking has every channel.
Last week, old people would just want to complain about the stream on Amazon, that they can't find it,
right.
That it's too glitchy. I don't understand how this works.
So it was blurry and horrible, too, by the way.
See, I had zero of that.
Really?
Not for 1 second.
Yeah.
Zach said
the
same
thing. Well, maybe it was because I was having garage beers.
That's probably part of it.
Yeah, that might have been a bit.
Speaking of sequels and reboots and remakes, and did any of you ever see Constantine with Keanu Reeves?
No, Zacho, did you?
No,
Max,
the awful movie. Yeah.
Okay, well they're gonna do another one. I didn't see the first one. But in 2005, he played John Constantine, an investigator who communicates with angels and demons. It's based on a DC comic, apparently. I didn't know that, but it is gonna have a sequel, and he is coming back to play John Constantine.
Damn.
Anybody
care? Not the one that he's fire and on a motorcycle, right?
That's Ghost Rider.
That's Ghost Rider, and that's Nick Cage.
But people want Keanu Reeves. People fan cast Keanu Reeves as Ghost Rider all the time. Mm-hmm. That's like a big internet thing they want him to be.
Because he kicks ass.
Yeah, he's
the best. Keanu Reeves.
Constantine sucks, though.
Okay.
I watched it on bootleg.
You're a big fan of the comic, and it wasn't true to it. Is that what it wasn't canon?
No, it all sucks. The comic sucks. The movie sucks. Okay. But it makes sense because Keanu Reeves is as popular as he's ever been, and then there's all these superhero movies being remade, and it does kind of have like a cult following on the internet. So.
Okay. Same thing with Karate Kid. I've never seen Cobra Kai, but people rave about it that it's really fun.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it.
That it's super fun.
It's always 100. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, every season.
There is a new Karate Kid movie coming out in 2024, details at this point are confusing because they're saying it has nothing to do with Cobra Kai.
Huh?
How?
So,
hello.
How is that even possible?
Right. When they announced the movie, Sony said that it would return to the original Karate Kid franchise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But not a continuation of the Cobra Kai series, just the original series. But Cobra Kai is a continuation of the original series.
Right.
So I'm very confused. I don't understand the timeline of this one, but...
It's a multi-universe thing.
I guess.
Is the Karate Kid with Will Smith's kid horrible?
No.
It's not?
No, it's actually really terrible. Good.
Is that the one?
Wasn't there one of them that was
Hillary
really bad?
When Hillary Swank was the Karate Kid, that was it.
Oh, yeah. There's one of them that's just awful.
Yeah,
Rosie was saying the same thing. He said women should not be allowed to do karate.
Yeah.
He said that.
He said that on the air.
Why?
Last but not least.
Let's go through these quickly.
Big girl.
These are kind of insane.
The last movie for Mr. Miyagi.
I've never heard of this. But
he died?
I'm going to assume it's either IG or IG. I guess the G's not capitalized. The 2022... IG Nobel Prize winners. Anybody have any idea? The G is lowercase. Was it just IG?
No idea, Daddy.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So the Nobel Prize is corporately sponsored?
It says it's a satiric prize awarded annually to celebrate 10 unusual or trivial achievements.
Okay. So these are the Razzies. Maybe that's exactly what this is, because it even says in the story here, these are the silliest, weirdest, or sometimes dumbest scientific pursuits over the last year.
Okay.
So these are 10 actual studies that took place in the world of science in the last year. You ready?
Yes.
In art history, a study on decorative pottery that showed ancient Mayans giving each other enemas.
What?
What?
This town needs an enema.
Rosie played that.
Somebody
again.
Did a study on
can
that.
Can I come over and watch? Yeah, you can, Rose.
What a sweet gourd that is.
Okay.
In applied cardiology, there was a study that found that when you click with someone on your first date, your heart rates sync up.
Really?
You'll be salivating when you see it.
Rosie, nope,
I
calm
wouldn't
down.
Know. That's never happened to me.
Oh.
In literature, there was a study on why legal documents are so unnecessarily hard for us to understand.
Mm.
Continuing. Some of these get absolutely insane. Like this one. In biology, there was a study on scorpion sex, and some types can shed their tail if necessary, which eventually makes them die of constipation, but the study found they can still mate while they're hanging on to life.
Oh, yeah.
Brace the suck.
Always ready.
So
anytime.
They shed their tail. Yeah. Now they can't poop, but they're like,
right.
I'm dying.
And so horny.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. In medicine, there was a study on why ice cream helps with side effects from chemo.
Hmm? I think that's a great study.
No kidding. That seems insane. Yeah. Cookie dough ice cream, and yeah, here we go.
Incredible. In engineering, there was a study in Japan on one of the most efficient ways to use your fingers while turning knobs.
Zach. No, Zach.
In physics, a study on how ducklings manage to swim in formation.
What?
Come on, Willie.
I guess why not?
Right? Like in the V formation?
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of thing.
In safety engineering, a researcher in Sweden developed a crash test dummy that was a moose for car companies to test their vehicles on.
I love that it's in Sweden.
Last two, here we go. A team that developed an algorithm to help people who gossip a lot decide when to tell the truth and when to lie.
Man, I should read that one.
So this is like an app you download on your phone.
Yeah, what'd they come up with?
Game theory for lying?
Yeah.
Right.
And last but not least.
It's like a social media thing. Yeah.
In the last 20 years, jokes aside, I have spent hundreds of hours reading about poker, studying poker, watching poker, learning about poker, playing poker, trying to get better, right? Trying to improve the craft.
What a waste of time.
Right. Because what does Chris do? Chris sits down, hits max bet, and they just give him money.
Yeah.
Right?
Nude.
Hand pays.
Why get better and learn when you can just blindly walk into it? Last one. In economics, Researchers used math to explain why success usually has more to do with luck than talent.
Yep.
Why ever try to learn?
Yeah. Hello, you
my career.
Yeah, play the lottery. Mine too.
Right? Why work hard?
Yeah, I've just been telling you that for years.
Just gamble.
Why
this
do any of that?
This town needs an enema.
This town doesn't need an enema.
Yeah, it probably does.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on
The Fan.
Well, this is odd.
Where did Corey go?
Well, this is the end of the end if you're a Power Trip fan, because Corey is gone. He had to go to the dentist.
We don't
at
have
nine.
The maestro.
What's he, Rosie?
he knows when the show ends.
But
right?
I love how he's like, "Well, I made it 6 months ago. I'm nine." Yeah, wouldn't you think 6 months from now the show would end at 8:10?
Yeah.
So he's gone. Hockey's in Philly doing the game tonight. It's Zach and I. And Max
and
Moss and Bonus. Literally.
This is how I thought my career would end.
This is
honestly, this is the same pattern. I've had this dream this over is, and over again.
This is 5 7th round picks starting for the Vikings. And maybe a couple of undrafted free agents.
But I'm so happy to end it with Bonus.
Or yes. It's the other bit is none of us were invited to the radio combine. We're just us. Yes. We're just
we're walk on.
Two of us are the Jack Collinsworth of the Fan. We're on the team because our dad is a... Did you guys see that? Jack Collinsworth is now the play-by-play in Notre Dame.
Not good.
It's awful. Yeah.
Really?
It was him and Jason Garrett. Probably great dudes, and I get it.
I thought Jack does a good job. But...
Oh, it was so bad.
Ooh,
he's so boring.
Oh.
But, you know, his dad probably said, you know, I can go anywhere, but I'm going to stay here and you're going to put... And I get it. I mean, not that I've ever benefited from my father, but you know what I mean?
Ever.
Yeah. But yeah. It's like I turned it on and I was like, is this an SNL bit? Jack Collinsworth is horrible. And the Notre Dame gig is a giant gig.
Oh, massive. Right? Yeah.
It's its own entity.
Notre Dame BC. NBC.
Correct.
Right.
Right. That's why they can stay independent because of that TV deal.
Right.
Let's go through the NFL scores of yesterday, and if you guys want to say anything, doesn't have to do with football. Great song choice, by the way. The Jets 31, the Browns 30. How about this? The Browns led by 13 with like a minute and 40 something left. Of 2,029 games leading by 13 with under 2 minutes, all of the teams leading have won.
Yeah.
Except for breaking yesterday. Records. So there was that. That
and
was
when
hideous.
You lose to the Jets.
That
it's over.
Yeah, it is over.
I was going to say, if you're a Jets fan, as much as that franchise has struggled throughout its history, how excited are you that the Browns even exist?
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, you know what? It's not so bad.
Yeah, but isn't this, for the most part, if you're an NFL fan, you're kind of happy that this is happening to the Browns.
Right.
The backstory of that, you know, so you're kind of like, you deserve this.
And on a really sad note, did any of you guys see the, like, mannequin bit they had in the...
Just disgusting.
The Cleveland Brown fans, like...
Throw them away.
All these, like, offensive T-shirts they wear, and of course, it's not team-issued, but it's like this culture of, like, well, we have a good quarterback now, so it's stupid. As Corey has said, and they've all said, I hope they lose every game.
Yeah.
The Lions, who have averaged, I think, over 34 points in their last three games going back to last season.
Yeah, 35 and 36 this year.
Yep. They beat the Commanders 36-27. Armand St. Brown, who's incredible, had nine receptions, 116 yards, two touchdowns. He also had two carries for 68 yards. The Lions are 1-1. The Commanders are also 1-1.
The Commanders.
We're sure the Lions.
That's the worst team name of all time.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's hideous.
We're sure the Lions suck, right?
Right.
Not
right.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've been.
That's
a
lot of points.
They fought the Eagles. I mean, they had to make a comeback week one, but they fought the Eagles hard.
And I think their second overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson, had three sacks.
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see the interview afterwards?
I love that kid.
Who he seems like a really good dude, but he probably shouldn't do a lot of interviews.
No, but
he literally lost his own sentence in the middle of his sentence. Oh, yeah. It was just awful. And they were like trying so hard to like pad for him.
Yeah. Tampa continues to play bad football, but they're 2-0. Their defense is incredible. The offense just hasn't really clicked yet.
Is that on Brady?
They won 20-10 over the Saints.
It's on Giselle.
Yeah. And I tweeted it yesterday and I meant it because I have a little bit of experience with it. He's 100% going through some kind of either a separation or a divorce. His behavior, he's mad because of the situation. And like I did with poor AJ in the initials game, I took it out on everybody. He's taking out his frustration on the football field, and I'm not kidding.
Well, and I mean, that's the storyline, is that she left the house and went to, Costa Rica or whatever. And that's why he was gone for 11 days.
And now he's...
Because he was trying to make sure... Because she was so pissed that he decided to play.
Yeah, that's weird.
And he had already told her that he was not going to play.
Giants 19, Panthers 16. Yeah. The Giants are 2-0 for the first time in 6 years. The Panthers are awful. That head coach will probably be fired in a couple of weeks. It's over for the Panthers.
We're still sure the Giants suck too, right?
Yes. Well, who did they beat week one?
Hey, whoa.
Well, your squad.
Tennessee. Why are we talking about the past, man?
Yeah, that's all we talk about here. How about this, and maybe one of the shockers of the day. Jacksonville 24, the Colts nothing.
The Colts are awful.
They're awful.
I cannot believe that people were picking them to win the AFC South before this season.
I think PA said before the season started, he thinks they'll be the AFC Super Bowl team.
I saw a lot of people picking them as a wild card kind of team that could maybe make some noise, but they are awful. Matt Ryan is a fraud. Yeah, I don't know how many times we've had
interceptions.
See this.
Yeah.
He's not good. But they have Jonathan Taylor, and that's it.
Trevor Lawrence had probably his best game as a pro.
Matt Ryan was so good in his heyday, but man, it's just, you're taking a paycheck right now. It's kind of like must.
Yeah, whole town knows. The games tonight: Titans at Bills. Max, your Titans are plus 10. The Bills are 1-0. The over under is 47.5. Who do you got? You got the Titans? You think your Titans can win?
I don't know, because the Titans, they're up and down. They did the same thing last year. I think they lost to the Texans or something like that, and then they beat the Bills and the Chiefs back-to-back week. So the Titans play the Bills well, usually, but I don't know. The Bills seem like they have a special air around them this year.
Yeah, there's no chance they're going to win that game.
The other Monday night game the fan has learned is the Eagles hosting your Minnesota Vikings. We'll start with you, Mus. Your score prediction, go.
I would say that the Vikes end up winning. I believe this is going to be a big run heavy, both sides, in this game. And therefore, I don't think it's going to be going back and forth, track meet kind of a bit. I think that the Vikes win 21-18.
Zacho?
I'm going to go 28-25 Vikings.
Bonus.
Yeah, we got to win this one because I've got to live with a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Let's go with the Vikings cutting loose the offense. I'm not sure that the Eagles defense is that good. So let's go 31-21.
We'll Viking. Do it later Max, tonight.
I'll get my prediction later at 6:15.
Yeah. Max. I actually had a similar one to Zacho that I've been thinking about. I said 28-24.
Hey, we survived. We got to Hawk Song, so that means we made it.
Give us a whole show tomorrow, huh? Right.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah, Corey, stay home. Wait.
The station's going off the air tomorrow, but just you, me, and Max tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. Vikings pregame at 5:30 with Mus. Vikings kickoff at 7:30 against the Eagles. The Eagles are -2.5. It's going to be fun. Thank you, everybody. Bye, Bonus. Thanks for staying the whole time. We'll see you in London.
Back to today's Power Trip Morning Show, or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.